everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I am Kayla, and today I am joined with Sammy.
Hello, hello.
And today we come with you with a fun episode, kind of an introduction to Taskmaster episode, yes. Because we will be doing a lot of Taskmaster content in the upcoming months. So we figured we should just do a nice introductory episode, talk about Taskmaster, what it is, and then tier rank all the seasons while we're here, because why not? We haven't done a tier rank in a while, so
yep.
Feels like a good opportunity to do that.
And we have, not even in passing, we have genuinely just mentioned Taskmaster all the time on
all
just
the time.
Regular episodes of this podcast, mm-hmm. where we're like, but Taskmaster, though. We made a K-pop Taskmaster last year.
We did
like,
do that.
We're in with this show.
We're real into Taskmaster. And if you don't watch Taskmaster, you should also be in on Taskmaster, because it's a delightful show.
So, essentially, I guess we should give a little background on what is Taskmaster.
Yes,
because I don't fucking know what audience this is going to find. We're a K-pop podcast that
talking
also talks
about Taskmaster.
About, that also talks about the British panel game show Taskmaster. So essentially, Taskmaster, it's a British show. It's a British game show started by Alex Horn, where he is the Taskmaster's assistant. And then Greg Davies is the Taskmaster, and essentially five British comedians, actors,
sometimes
I don't
comedians,
know what the anymore what the criteria of the show's
entertainers
casting
of sorts,
entertainers
you know?
Of some kind.
Yeah,
go on. And like, now it's 10 episodes, but, like, for the length of time, they get these random tasks, silly tasks to do, and then mm-hmm. Greg judges them, and it's arbitrary, and it's great.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
amazing, and I love everything about it.
It's an absolutely fantastic show to watch. It's so funny.
It is
funny.
An institution. An institution for a country I don't live in, but I think it's a British institution.
Absolutely.
As and British as the Queen.
What's great for everyone who doesn't live over there on the UK is that you can watch all of it on YouTube, because the Taskmaster YouTube is very, like, friendly to their and nice to their international fans, because they,
yes.
they have a lot of it. So they upload every season on full episodes on YouTube, as well as the non-UK season. So Taskmaster New Zealand season 1 and 2 is up there. Taskmaster Australia is being put up there. There's other countries worth of Taskmaster
yes.
that are on that YouTube channel. Like, it's a very accessible show. And I feel like the team behind it, Alex Horn especially, like, do a god, and they really go far out of their way to make it as accessible as possible. And that's something I really appreciate.
Oh,
makes
yeah,
it even
no,
better.
It's an extremely, because at this point, I think the last season, it used to be that it would air in the UK and then you'd get it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And now they had it, at least for season 16, the last season, they had it, like, simulcasting. It would, like, finish in the UK and then it would just, like, go on to YouTube immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, a super good way to do it, because there's absolutely no way we would be able to view it otherwise.
No. And I feel like they are smart enough to know that, like, if they didn't put it up, people would be uploading it illegally anyway. So it's like they might as well
illegally.
Just
Though,
put it up there.
Yeah, no, you can, especially because you also see that happen with, like, the fact that we do have the first two New Zealand seasons. But mm-hmm. I think there have been, like, 4 or 5 New Zealand seasons so far.
Right.
Also, this is one of the shows where all of the spinoffs are, like,
really good.
Equally,
not America.
The American
one
is
bad.
Shitty.
That
Don't
one
watch
really
that
bad.
One. That one has, they didn't put that one on the YouTube channel. That one's been scrubbed from the internet.
No one needs to watch that one.
I've never even watched the whole thing because I can't stand it. But
it's
I've
bad.
Seen
the
clips
vibes
of it
are,
and it's
the vibes
so
are
bad.
Off in the American one.
But the New Zealand one's really good. The Australian one's really good. I've seen clips of, like, there's Swedish ones, there's, I haven't seen the German one, but, Swedish, Norwegian, like, from Denmark, like, there's a bunch of them, and from any of the clips I've seen, they're all very funny.
Mm-hmm. Like, all of the international versions, like, know how to match the vibe of the original Taskmaster.
But the vibe is different. So the core of the show is always the Taskmaster's relationship to the Taskmaster's assistant.
Right.
And Greg and Alex, it's like a humiliation ritual in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's very, because for people that don't know, Greg Davies used to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know that fact, and then you find that out after you've seen him, mm-hmm. it makes perfect sense. The man,
oh, yeah.
he was a drama teacher, but he was still a teacher. Like, there's a thing about him. And so he's very, like, he's also, I feel like, maybe 6'7", it seems like, on that show. He's massive. Mm-hmm. He's super tall huge. And intimidating. Huge man. Huge man,
yeah.
And Alex is not short, but is, like, there's a thing there. And I think it's less, like, for example, in New Zealand with Paul and the Taskmaster on that show, whose name escapes me.
Oh, I don't know his
what
name.
What is the New Zealand Taskmaster?
What is his name?
Hold on. Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy's
Paul,
great.
Paul's really the one that I remember.
Paul is the driving force of that show.
Yeah.
Paul, love Paul. Paul's
And then
great.
Australia, you got the double Tom. Taskmaster.
Tom
and Tom. Yeah.
And they're almost a double act.
They're very fun. Like.
They're yeah. so fun together. I've seen the Portuguese Taskmaster. That one is really where they're a double act together. Because they have to translate the comedy to whatever, like, it works within the country that they're in. And I don't think, like, humiliation-based comedy like that works as well in certain countries. But it's mm-hmm. super fun. And, like, oh, watch it. It's amazing and we love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen all of it. All yes. 16 seasons.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So for the tier list we're doing, we're only doing the original, like, 16 UK seasons. Yes. We're not including any of the special episodes or international seasons on this one. We will probably put all of the, like, Champion of Champions, New Year's Treat type stuff with the, like, Australia, New Zealand seasons yes. and do that another time. Because also, it feels like there's enough of those that we could do yeah. that.
So we're also just going to go with, like, we're going to go through each season. Because that's probably the best way to talk about each season individually is to then put them in a tier ranker against all the other seasons. Mm-hmm. I think that's how Greg would have wanted it.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of opinions. Now, a lot of the especially the early seasons are shorter. I think season 2 is only, like, 5 episodes.
I think,
like,
it's only 5 episodes, yeah.
Compared to now, which they're all 10 episodes, I think it's, like, around season 6 or 7, that they started being 10 episodes long. Mm-hmm. And so, but we're going to go through their favorite casts, we're going to go through our favorite, like, if any tasks stand out. So, I would say, I don't know if you can spoil Taskmaster, because right. even if I describe what happens, I think that you will have more fun watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go watch every single season and then come back.
Yeah.
We'll wait. We'll still
wait.
Be here.
We'll be here. And then you can join in on the fun with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, yeah, it's like, it's a hard show to talk about without kind of spoiling a lot of things on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but also, how do you that, spoil just insanity?
Pure comedy, yeah.
Pure comedy. So, season 1 is proof of concept because also, I think it was done at, like, a festival. It wasn't even, like, for a show anymore. Because I think the history of it is that Alex really just wanted to be at a festival. He wanted yeah. to win the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yeah, and then, like, Alex would just, like, email tasks to comedian friends, these random tasks yes. and have them do it. And then he would present this whole panel on it. And that's sort
and
of where the whole...
And then he managed to get Greg involved, which is a
Greg
godsend for
somehow,
that show.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that for him. So this one is, I believe it's 6 episodes long. It's,
yes.
So the cast on that show is Frank Skinner, Josh Whitacombe, Roisin Conaty, Ramesh Ranganathan, and Tim Key. And dear God, it is.
It's
a
such
great
a
cast.
Good first season of this show.
Truly an amazing cast. I think that even if this cast had gone on to, like, later seasons of this show, because we'll get to it, but the tasks on this season are very simple. They get more complicated as we go, but I think it's a great group of people. I think it's a great, as we'll see with other casts, I think this is a great combination of, like, thinking styles, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the people that go, like, super one-way with it. There's the people that think more laterally. Tim Keyes is one of the first people that, one, tried to cheat and didn't succeed.
Yeah.
And two, that just was, like, super out of the box with his thinking.
So somebody gets cheating immediately, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Love the cheating.
Yes.
I have a couple, because in my last rewatch, because not only have we seen every 16 seasons of the
show. Multiple times.
We've seen it multiple times.
I've seen so many of these series it's multiple amazing. Times.
I started just keeping a list of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
One. The first task. So the that's format one, of the
that
show.
That is the best introduction to the show is the first task.
The format of the show is, the beginning is a prize task where they have to bring an item and then based on a criteria. And like some of it gets, it starts with like, bring the best comfort item to bring the best long skinny thing that's bigger than a cat. You know?
We get like, real specific.
It gets real specific because they never reuse them. Right. Even though I think by season 16 we could start reusing things.
Right, right.
But then you go, I believe you get 4 tasks, and then you get a final live task that just takes place on the stage, and that's usually like a game or a challenge
Fun little live game.
The meat of the show is those pre-recorded tasks. And the first pre-recorded task you get on the show is just, there's a watermelon in a different room of the house, eat as much watermelon as you can in a minute. And the sheer difference in how these 5 people undertake that task is pure taskmaster.
It's such a perfect first task for this show. It's just so iconic because it's like, first of all, you get
Frank thinks ahead.
He thinks like, oh, I should go get a knife. So he goes to the kitchen, grabs a knife, cuts it open, and then politely eats some watermelon for a minute.
And Josh does that too. Yes. And then Roisin comes in with nothing. And you just get a watermelon on the table. So she proceeds to then leave the room, go get a knife, and then only has about 10 seconds to eat watermelon,
takes about
which means that she takes
a bite. Like, about half a bite of a watermelon, I'd say.
And then at some point, this is also my favorite thing, which is where you get the fact that all the episodes are entirely a quote from one of the contestants, or Greg or Alex, but someone on the show said the title of the episode.
Right.
And it's my favorite thing because you're like, what the fuck prompted this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the quote of, what were you expecting? I was expecting a melon buffet.
Yeah.
That's not a thing, Roisin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get Ramesh and Tim who go in, and Tim does somewhat of a sensible thing, which is he breaks it on the corner of the table because it's a melon on a table.
Right.
And then proceeds to eat it like a crazy person.
Right.
Ramesh picks it up. Throws it on the floor and it
smashes it on the ground
the way a melon would explode.
Yes.
and then
Ramesh also proceeds to go so hard on eating the melon he throws about half of it up.
Yes, it's truly the best first task I've ever seen.
And then we get in the first task also Alex's like weird measurement styles because he's like, she ate about One Rolo worth of watermelon, yeah.
Which is great. So other famous things that happen in this season. One, you get Tree Wizard. I'm not gonna give any context for Tree Wizard. The people that know. Another one is truly a task that I truly think could have been a task they do every season, but was broken the first time they did it, and then I think any other time that they did it, it, like, underwhelmed, which was give the Taskmaster a gift.
Yeah.
I think they might have been, I don't know if they were trying to do this, but I think it could have been something that continued on.
Right.
Even though Josh broke it because he got Greg's name tattooed on his foot.
And it's like, how do you even do any, how do you
how
follow
do you that top
up?
That?
How do you follow it up?
How the fuck do you top that? You don't.
You don't.
So I love season one. I think season one's
fantastic.
Real fun.
It's fantastic. It's so good.
I also love that the trophy at the end, because they didn't actually have a trophy,
just a
was just a karate
trophy.
I think it was a bowling trophy. You're right.
I think it's just a bowling trophy they found at a store, I guess.
Yep. Probably a thrift store somewhere. Right. I don't think it's perfect because, one, I think it's a little short, and two, I think everything's a little still too simple for me.
Right.
I kind of, oh, so we didn't introduce the tiers. So the tiers for this, hi, people that don't know K-pop, these are all fun K-pop English lyrics.
Yes, and we recently renamed all our tiers this
to fun K-pop year. English lyrics.
Yes.
So we have our A tier, which is fuck you if you still trying to hate. Because fuck you if you hate these things. Mm-hmm. We have My Boob and Booty's Hot. We have I'm Good, I'm Great, I Work, Get Paid. You know, it does its job. Mm-hmm. MTWTFSS, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, just the days of the week.
Seven
not
days
good,
a week.
Not bad. The days of the week. Hot Like Soup.
Yep.
No. And then I'm a 5-star Michelin, which you'd think would be a good thing, but that's not how
but
Michelin
it's not,
stars work.
So it's bad.
Yep. I want to put season one in My Boob and Booty. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. And I still think, here's the thing, a lot of the early casts, I wonder how they would do.
On a 10 episode season.
On like season 18 of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Because these first
four casts are fantastic.
They're fantastic, and also some of them are just their friends. Especially this first two seasons are just these people.
These are like friends of Alex,
Like, they're making references. You can tell Roisin and Greg know each other really well. Like, they're very good friends outside of the show. You can tell that they know these people. Mm-hmm. And as the show goes on, that is not at all what it is. Sometimes there's people that they've worked with. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's like, I mean, I feel like a lot of people just want to be on Taskmaster.
Yeah.
All right. So season two, the cast is Doc Brown, Joe Wilkinson, John Richardson, Catherine Ryan, and Richard Osman. Mm-hmm. So I want to give this cast credit for one thing, which is that I do think Richard Osman is the first person on the show to, like, sort of not break the task, but, like, take the task, really think real lateral with it.
Yeah. Richard Osman is almost, like, too smart to be on Taskmaster. Like, He's the man, so smart.
Yeah, because Tim tried to cheat. But he still did the task, essentially almost as intended.
Right.
Richard Osman was like, I'm going to think lateral, and I'm just going to go for it. Because he's smart, and that's sort of what this show has become.
Right.
Is one trying to either make the task work as intended by giving them too many parameters, or just letting people go wild.
Right.
And I do want to give him a lot of creative control. I do want to commend him for that.
It's also a running gag on this season that Richard Osman is like, we have four comedians and also Richard Osman this
because
year.
For people that don't know, Richard Osman, one, now is a mystery writer. Mm-hmm. Love that for him. And two, I think is like, you know those experts on like panel shows? He's just like an expert on things.
He's just a smart guy.
He's just smart. Some things I absolutely love from this season, which is just when Joe throws that potato.
That potato is soul-crushing.
Potato-gate is my favorite thing in the world because it's so... Everything else about that task, I don't even remember who won. I don't remember what anyone else did. I love... Potato-gate is my favorite
thing. Potato-gate. It's really soul-crushing to watch on a first watch through.
Another one which also highlights my biggest problem with the season was Eat an Egg.
Eat an egg, yeah.
So this just shows how simple the early tasks were, which was you had an egg in an egg cup on a table, and it's like, eat an egg, fastest wins. Mm-hmm. And so Richard, I'm going out of order, but like Richard just eats one raw egg.
Cracks it open, eats one raw egg. Yeah.
Yep. And then we have my biggest problem with this season, which is that I think Catherine Ryan is extremely unfunny.
She's painfully unfunny. I do not like the way she plays Taskmaster. I feel like her vibe, and especially the egg task of just giving up because she thinks the other people will eat it raw, is like so against the like whole concept of the show.
And that, not even that the, she doesn't just, want it. She tries it and it. Sips it and then just gives up. And I'm like, you did the hard part. You have eaten raw egg.
There's another point on the show where she cries because she doesn't like sports, and I'm just like, I don't understand your entire, like, anything you're doing on this show.
I don't know. Something about the way she comes across.
I find everything painfully unfunny that she does.
And, like, I do think, like, her vibe, and I think it's also because they know who's on, because this is before they did team tasks, so they go into team tasks, I believe, the next season.
No, there's one team task here, because they bring back Josh.
Oh, they bring back Josh. They do one team task, but it feels like that was super late into production.
Right.
Because there's only one of them, and it's not, like, they didn't know that they were going to meet these people. Right. So I don't think there was as much of, like, a rapport of you knowing who this person is and how they're playing the game as much as there is in current Taskmaster. Because also, she's not on this show with, like, super competitive people. She's on this show with John Richardson, who they're constantly putting down for being short. She's on the show with Richard Osman, who they're also putting down for being massive.
Yeah. Joe Wilkinson is constantly having a breakdown. Like, that's where
and
he's
also
at the whole show.
The most committed man to the bit I've ever seen, because he doesn't break character, and to the point where I don't know if it is a character.
Right.
Like, I don't know. There's multiple people that were going to say that about him.
Yeah.
Him being the first one, but, like, yes, it's a yes. lot. So, I don't know. Her vibe just feels off. But everyone else on the season I really enjoy. I don't want to put it all the way down.
Another
task I do enjoy, which I just want to mention, is hide the pineapple on your person.
Yeah.
Which, one, I just thought was really funny, and two, also proves that I think she's really unfunny, because everyone else had so much fun with it, and she did not.
I know, she the just vibe really is off. Ruins the vibe of the season for me.
How far down? I kind of want to do Hot Lake Soup?
Yeah, I'm feeling Hot Lake Soup, because I know the one season we're going to put in 5-star Michelin.
So. Oh, yeah. Season right. 3 I did really enjoy.
I really like season 3. It's really nice.
It's Al Murray, Dave Gorman, Paul Chowdhury, Rob Beckett, and Sarah Pascoe. I think this is one of the truly most fun seasons.
It's so fun.
Everyone is having a lot of fun. No one is out here throwing the vibe off, because some seasons have
Paul
someone
is,
that throws
Paul
the vibe
kind
off.
Of seems like he's not having fun, but that's part of the bit.
That's
of
part
Paul.
Of the bit.
That's like how that's what he's like. Yeah,
because like at no point does because it's one the, when I don't like it is when some people like look like they're having fun when they're doing well,
right?
And then when they don't do well, it's like fuck.
I know.
We'll
that's
get
like,
to the person that
too
does
competitive.
That a lot.
It's like ugh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because this show is just for fun. You get a weird molded Greg head at the end.
Trophy,
like,
yeah.
You don't
oh, yeah.
get a
series,
prize.
Series 2 is when we start the trophy is Greg's head.
Greg's head.
Yeah.
Plated gold head, if you will.
My two favorite, like, overarching storylines of season 3 is Al Murray throwing
money
at every
everything.
Task he possibly yes. can, and also Dave Gorman being a cheater always.
Like, always trying
cheating,
to cheat.
Cheating so many times over the
course
of the
another one
season.
I absolutely love is them just calling Rob and Sarah the weird Aryan twins.
Yes.
Because they put those two on a team together and then the other three guys on a team together for
right,
Team Task.
Right.
And this is really where Team Task start to become a thing.
Yeah.
And those two are just fun. I mean, at one point, you just have Al Murray spending too much money to get a gong twice.
Just, he's like, because he lives near the set, and he's like, oh yeah, there's a gong rental
place
down the street.
At one point, also, he just pays Alex like a dog.
He taunts Alex. He like literally taunts money in front of Alex's face to get him to move a bucket of water.
But it's like not in
it. It's after Alex had explicitly told Sarah that he wasn't going to move the bucket until Al Murray came along and bribed him with money to do it.
I would also like to point out the editors of this show are in fucking incredible, because the sheer amount of footage they must have is insane. And for them to put together such good packages, like combining the right people, putting it all together, absolutely incredible.
So good.
Another one, I fucking love the surprise Alex task, because I do think it encapsulates all these people perfectly, where
Paul literally sits in a box for an hour waiting
for
cause it.
Yeah, because essentially it's like, but also just does, because the intro to that task is them having to do one of those jack-in-the-box, and then the task comes out, and it's like, ooh, surprise, with this creepy clown.
Right.
So he just sits in the box dressed like a clown. When the hour is done, Alex opens the door and he just pops out, which is the thing. Al gets the gong and is just out there
then
sitting
also
in his
like
underwear.
Naked almost, yeah.
And then just bangs the gong.
Right.
Dave just essentially also pays the crew.
To take off all their clothes,
and then he jumps out of a bush.
Fully clothed, also.
Fully clothed. Point that out. Sarah, seemingly...
Stages a murder.
Stages a murder.
Yeah.
And for one second, you can see Alex be like, did she kill a man?
Right, right.
Are we gonna have to cancel the season? Is this the end of my career?
Yeah.
I mean, her first thought was to go kidnap his children.
Kidnap his children. I think multiple people said, multiple people kidnap his children.
And then you have the weirdest thing, which is God. Rob, who, mind you, had apparently just had a child and was on no sleep.
Yeah.
Dressed like a grandma, brought out a couch and some bookshelves. I like the decorating.
The decoration. It's not just, yeah.
And then just essentially sprayed him down with, like, a water hose. Yeah, not a water super, hose. Like a vacuum hose. It's like a weird. I don't even know what that is.
Situation, but very surprising overall.
And just cackling the whole time. And it's, like, so weird. It's my favorite thing.
This season also has a really memorable first task for me as well, where it's, mm-hmm. like, get to the microwave with taking the fewest amount of steps. Where, like, Rob Beckett just rolls there, but then, like, throws up on the way.
It's a solid, I would say it's maybe, like, it's gotta be, like, half a football field. It was significantly
far away. And then he does, like, a flip over a metal railing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Dave Gorman just takes big steps to get there.
And then Paul Chowdhury just takes tiny steps. More steps than walking normal would take.
It's
somehow.
Very confusing what he thought the task was about.
Al, I believe, starts, like, rolling, at some point starts crawling, which I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why someone, I guess because they also did admit, because Sarah also does
start Sarah starts cartwheeling, yeah.
And then eventually starts also crawling. Right. I don't know why they didn't crawl from the start. That feels like what I would do.
Yeah,
just start
crawling. I don't think they realized that, I think it took them a little bit to realize that they
could
just crawl.
It took them a hot second to realize what steps were.
Right.
I don't know. Rob makes me feel so bad because legitimately he's in pain. You can see him get worse. Can you imagine rolling that far is insane?
And then Rob also apparently had really bad luck with the weather every time he filmed outdoor task. It was just freezing in comparison to everybody else.
Yeah. At one point, there's one where they just have to move a bucket of water and his had ice in it.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad for him. I don't know. I love this season.
Season 3 is really good.
I don't think it's... I want to reserve Futurama Hate.
But I would put it above season 1,
I would put it above season 1, but it's still in my boob and booty.
Yes.
All right. Season 4.
Season 4 is,
my God.
One of the best seasons of Taskmaster.
So the cast is Hugh Dennis, Joe Lycett, Lolly Adefope, Mel Giedrich, and Noel Fielding. My favorite cast.
What a fantastic cast. The chemistry of the cast is so good. Oh, the vibes are so good, and it's so funny.
It is weirdly a season, and, like, there are certain seasons that will, like, go more in certain directions. This is a weirdly art-based task season, and everyone is just having so much fun. Hugh Dennis is
so
a great
smart.
Archetype that we keep getting, which is someone that is very intelligent, but very inept.
Yes, yes. Because he sometimes does a fantastic job, like, so smart figuring out the task, and at other times, complete idiot. Like,
complete
the duality
nothing.
Is fantastic.
Mel is just no thoughts, just vibes.
Mel is having,
love
like, the best
so
time
much.
Of her life on this show. She truly looks like she's here having fun every single task she does.
Love that. Noel and Joe have a similar vibe to me, which is that they're there for fun, but they don't, like, there's not this competitive aspect that we see from some guys that we'll get to, like, especially in the later seasons that come up that are just so competitive. They're there for fun.
Right.
I think this whole task.
Noel is, like, the best archetype of someone who is very good at Taskmaster, but also very fun to watch play Taskmaster.
Yes. And you'll see that some people who are very good at Taskmaster are not very fun.
Right, exactly.
He's very good at the show. All of them were really, like, even Mel, who was not questionable at times. It seemed like she was having a good time and understood a lot of the tasks. It always seemed like someone was excelling in a task.
Right.
And
I think
it was
this does have
a different person.
I think this is a season where everyone wins an episode, so everyone did really well at some point in time on the show.
I always feel like they try in editing wise to, like, make it, because, like, there's so many of these where you can tell exactly who's gonna win. A lot of them are arbitrary on Greg's part,
right?
Fair enough, but some of them, it's like, I do think they always try to have everyone win an episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard because they sometimes do they try poorly.
Really hard and then they fuck it up at the end. Yeah. So.
I love this season. This is a top tier. If you're trying to hate, love
this is a
this
top tier
so
Taskmaster season.
I mean, I have so many notes about this season. One, make all the ducks fall.
Yes,
love that. They just start hurling bowling balls, and then half of them end up doing what Hugh does from the beginning, which is tie strings around them,
and then you just pull them over. Yeah. Also, without moving the fishbowl. Also,
without moving
iconic.
The fishbowl. Yeah, without moving the fishbowl. It has my favorite prize task. My two favorite prize tasks we've ever gotten.
Yes.
One, which is bring the most amount of money, and Lolly just brings $2,000 in cash.
Lolly brings in at first a blank check, and she says, I'm gonna put $1 over the highest amount here, and then she's like, well, just in case, here's also $2,000 in cash.
In cash.
Fantastic.
The other one, which is one that I think was just across the board really good, which is bring the best subscription.
Yeah, oh, that was
and,
really good.
And Mel gives it to... There's also some things about this show that I don't understand because I'm not British. Because I don't know what Crossrail is.
Right.
But everyone's reaction in the room to her bringing up a magazine about Crossrail was hilarious. Hugh
and
bringing
the cloud watching subscription.
And then the rest of them were meat and cheese based, and I love that.
And yeah, it was bacon, and then it was like grilled cheese and then cheese. So it was like very similar, yeah.
Yeah. Underrated ones I absolutely love, make a Taskmaster trailer, and we get an actual trailer, and
Tugmeister,
the Swedish crime thriller.
Yep.
What is it?
Oh,
the
one
garbage
where
can
the
race?
Garbage can, and you have to speak a different language. That one's also great.
Camouflage yourself. Love that.
Oh, that's
Mel
great.
Just hiding in the corner.
Mel just hides behind a shelf fully
the
visible.
The ringtone dance.
Oh, the ringtone dance is great.
And then also my favorite, because they don't often get, a lot of times they do now, get tie breaks, and I think they film like 4 or 5 tie breaks generally,
right,
and then they just pick like randomly.
They just pick one, yeah.
I love this one where Joe doesn't read it and is just like, I think I know what it is, so I'm just gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. It's a great season. It might be it's up there with my favorite season ever.
It's one of the best seasons of the show. It's really, really good.
Okay, season 5, another great one.
Mm-hmm.
Cast is Aisling B, Bob Mortimer, Mark Watson, Nish Kumar, and Sally Phillips.
Yeah.
The overarching, I love the storyline of the season. Nish is just inept.
Nish really is trying so hard and is doing so bad.
And like every time
but Nish
he
is
succeeds,
having a great time.
So fun.
Yeah, Nish is having a great time on the show, though. So
my two
love
favorite tasks
him.
Of that seasons are two where Nish succeeds,
mm-hmm.
which is one, Coconut Businessman.
Coconut Businessman.
Where they just have to make a coconut look like a businessman, easy as that.
Right.
And two, write a song about this random woman, and he just comes up with like this. So him and Mark, the two people that were just constantly being inept.
Yes.
Just come up with this really good song about this woman.
Yeah. I love the Mark Watson special task of send the Taskmaster a cheeky text every day for 150 days that he gets 0 points for.
Because he only did like 148.
Because he misses like 2 days. Yeah, it's crushing great. Again, but also fantastic.
I like this season, but I don't know if it's as memorable as a lot of the other ones.
It's not. I feel like this is a season I have watched like less, like a lot less than some of the other ones.
It's not the one I come back to as much as a bunch
of Bob
other
is
ones.
Also like a super weird winner of
the
this
thing season. With Bob is I know that Bob Mortimer, and I think he has like a comedic duo, is like really like revered double act and like you can tell that everyone on this cast really likes Bob, and I think he's, like, a big comedian there. The same thing happened with, like, Frank Skinner in the first season.
Yeah.
You can really tell that they, like, really respect him,
mm-hmm.
which, like, isn't bad, like, perfectly fine, but it just, as someone who doesn't, has no connection to Bob, it's really weird, because also his comedy doesn't, his comedy's, like, really absurd.
Right.
And, like, real weird
mm-hmm.
in that kind of way, and it doesn't connect with me as much, so it's, like, an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah.
I just feel like everybody sort of just thought Bob was always gonna win.
Right,
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
and was like, well, Bob's great. And I'm like, no, you could have given points to other people. Bob's was just being right. Bob, but I guess that's like a
Bob's
British
just
thing.
Being Bob, yeah.
It seemed like a very British thing I didn't want to intervene in.
Right.
All right. So season 6.
Where do we want to put it?
Oh, season 5.
I'm feeling like Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Anything above... Here's the thing. We're only going to put one season in 5-star Michelin.
Yeah.
Anything above 5-star Michelin, I think you can watch 5 times.
Amazing.
I've probably seen five times.
The season going in 5-star Michelin, I have yet to finish because I dislike it that much and find it very unfunny.
We're getting to it real soon, but yeah. Everything else I've seen at least like 5 times.
Season 2 I've seen like 3 times, even exactly, with it being like, hot like soup.
There's really, like, I still enjoy all of it. So right. Even if we put it a little lower, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, season 6, it's Alice Levine, Asim Chowdhury, Lisa Tarbuck, Russell Howard, and Tim Vine.
I love this season.
This season I love. It does also a little bit feel like season 4, but a little lesser season four,
yeah.
Because everyone's having a great time.
Yes.
No one's taking it super seriously. I think the only person that could would be Asim.
Right.
But, like, he's surrounded by these people. It's like, Russell does not give a shit. He's there for fun.
Russell's here to just have fun, yeah.
Russell is here for, like, Russell could have won. I think Russell could have easily won that show.
Yeah, if he tried a little bit.
If he tried.
Right.
He did.
Because Lisa is really good at Taskmaster.
Lisa's really good at Taskmaster. She's really good at it. But I also think Russell is really good at Taskmaster. He just, like, at one point it was like, impress Greg, and his thing was like, I'm not gonna fuck your mom. I think if he tried, he could have won that show. Like, you know. He's here for fun.
I think Tim Vine is so funny. Like, he's so funny. Yeah.
I even think, like, Alice is just, like, throwing curveballs in there.
Yeah,
I think she's
Alice
fun.
Is really fun.
She's not, you can tell I don't think she's as much as, like a pure comedian as the other ones, because I think she's, like, a radio host.
Right, right.
But, like, she's keeping up with all these, like, actual comedians.
She's bringing, like, the correct vibe to this series.
Oh, yeah,
still,
no.
So
at
it's
some,
still good.
Like, she's bringing more straight woman energy, but still, like, throwing in some zings.
Right.
I love that. And it is a lot harder for, like, especially on such a comedy-heavy season, for, like, the actors and stuff to, like, shine. Mm-hmm. But she was really good.
Yeah.
I kind of want to put this in Boob and Booty. I really like this season.
It's a good season. What are, like, in between?
Yeah. Or... Yeah. I think for the length, it's a little bit better than season 1.
Yeah, because it is a full 10.
Yeah, I mean...
One of my favorite things on this season is the measure the rope
measure
task.
The rope.
And
yeah.
It's like people are just like throwing out
numbers
and then Tim numbers. Vine goes, I'm going to measure it in lobsters. And then
they just pull the rope.
So, and it's so accurate measuring in lobsters.
I mean, another one I absolutely love is just the hops room. The
yes.
Hops escape room.
And Lisa's in the corner just solving it herself.
Solved it by herself, and then Tim got kind of angry, but it was real fun.
Tim and Asim are just like, and Lisa's like, I've done it, and they're just like, what?
This season has some of my favorite team tasks, because you have Russell and Alice, mm-hmm. who are good at Taskmaster. Because so many of my favorites of the season are just things which is like, have the most fun. And
have
they're
the
like,
most fun and
I don't
recreate
really do
it.
Fun.
It's, yeah.
And they can easily recreate it because they did, like, a measured thing of, like, well, you like soccer and
Alice
I like a
got
bath.
In a bathtub, yeah.
So, like, let's just have a conversation. And the other team of Asim,
insane.
Lisa, and Tim just go crazy, and I love it. There was Keep Alex Dry, where, you know, Russell and Alice unhook the water,
right.
Like, and then give him a dry martini and hair dry him.
Right.
Where the other ones try to suffocate him with a bag.
Cover him in trash bags. Yeah.
Love that.
It's great. The team tasks
so
on that
fun.
Season are so
they're,
much fun.
They're some of my favorite team tasks of all of tasks.
They
really hit
good.
Gold with those tasks.
They really did. Oh my god, they were so good.
The pure comedy group versus like the straight people.
Yes,
who are still having a good time.
Right.
Like at some point, they're still very entertaining. So now we get season 7. So
season 7
James Acaster, Jessica Knappett, Carrie Godleyman, Phil Wang, and Rod Gilbert. This is a season I think I've seen once, and Kayla has never finished.
I've never finished it. I got, like, 5 episodes in, and I was like, I actually hate this season. Like, I just gotta move on. And I've tried to finish it, and I'm like, it's not any better a second time. It's interesting,
because I have seen a little bit more, like, British panel shows. And, like, there's a couple people on this season that I enjoy. Mainly, right. I think Phil and James are very funny. Phil and funny.
James. I love James, really.
James, like, I adore in other things. Phil, I like in other things.
Phil also then, in the new Wonka movie.
In the new, randomly in the new Wonka movie, yeah. We found how. James in that weird Cinderella movie.
Yep.
But them.
Who is it also? With, Lolly's in Saltburn. We also
Lolly
found that
Lolly is
out.
In Saltburn, we found.
Crazy.
What a weird, yeah, we found that out. It was, like, a very big surprise.
Right.
We were like, is that Lolly?
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Lolly from Taskmaster.
I also love that these people had, like, the reason they're on Taskmaster is because they did other things.
Right, but we know them solely from Taskmaster. Exactly.
Absolutely. But yeah, no. I just think this combination of people, and specifically them with two people I genuinely dislike, which is Rod and Carrie.
I don't like Carrie, and I don't like Jessica. Like, the Carrie and Jessica together really...
Carrie and Jessica I don't like together. I think Jessica's less of the problem for me, as opposed to Carrie.
I do not like Carrie.
She's too competitive. Rod is just too aggressive.
He's too much. Rod is not too good of friends with Greg to, like, really be on the show.
And, like, not in the Roisin way, like, the Rod way, and I don't like that. His comedy, I just think, is too, like, because he's not trying to win. Like, Carrie's trying to win and being a little too aggressive about it. I don't know what Rod's getting at here. Like, it just makes the whole thing uncomfortable.
There's, like, too much of Rod, either Rod getting naked or making Alex get naked in the first few episodes. And I'm just like,
and then,
like,
also bringing a picture of Greg half naked. It's just very weird.
I'm just like, I don't, like, what is this? Carrie is one of the people who is good at Taskmaster, but also very unfun to watch because she's good at Taskmaster.
I mean, there's only, like, one task I can remember that I somewhat enjoyed, which was try to tie up Alex in the last episode, and I thought that was fine.
I like the create a scene from a video game.
Oh,
one.
That one was fun.
I think that one's okay.
But, like, for the most part, I just don't like the energy.
The energy is weird, and I think... Rod with James and Phil is, I think, also another problem, because James and Phil are trying to match the Rod energy, and I think that really throws it off.
Truly, maybe my least favorite, because, like, there's also a running list I have on here of the worst tasks on the show.
Right.
And, like, some of them are just uninteresting because they're, like, one, I hate when they make the public involved, so, like, one of them on here is, like, high five of 55-year-olds. Don't get the public involved. That's weird.
Yeah, there's a reason they did that task once and never again.
Yeah, order a pizza. Don't get the public involved. It's weird.
Yep.
Or, like, just ones that I just don't think that, like, they just kind of didn't, fill a cup with sweat. Don't love it. My truly least favorite task is probably make an extension to the Taskmaster house.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's so awful.
James, Rod, and Phil are on one team, and truly, I think it just... Because we'll get,
like,
to another season where...
What are they doing in that team task? Like, oh,
we'll get to
awful.
Another season, and it's the next season where a team task gets in...
We have a breakdown.
Cause a fight.
Yeah.
And that was an entertaining task, and I do think that they were...
They apologized, like, immediately.
They apologized immediately. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
This made me uncomfortable, and I didn't enjoy it.
It was bad.
It goes in 5-star Michelin. I don't like the season.
It's the only one that I don't.
Again,
really enjoy.
I think that if you would have gotten James on other seasons of the show, or Phil on other seasons of the show, and I even think Jessica could have probably worked on other seasons of the show with different people.
Yeah.
I truly think that them just, it was the wrong crowd.
It was. Those 5 people together were not the right vibe for Taskmaster.
No. Okay, so now we got season 8, which is Ian Sterling, Joe Thomas, Lou Sanders, Paul Sinha, and Sean Gibson. I liked this season. I thought it was a little boring.
I think it's a little boring, but I think it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a little bit boring.
I mean, we have the thing that is Ian and Lou being way too competitive, which at some point involves them actually having a fight in a team task.
Yeah.
It's literally get things in a hammock, don't let them fall out. Right. And they just are in a screaming match at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little, it's kind of entertaining because it builds. And then immediately afterward, Ian's like, I hate the person I am in that video. And I think he hates the person he is in a lot of those videos. Yes, he's like, yes. This is a problem I have. I am sorry.
Yeah.
I think Joe and Sean are one of my favorite teams. It's for one reason.
It's a really fun team.
And it's because both of them are having a good time and they just random at some point they talk about dentists, they talk about how like how's your day, like they right. just go
it's just
off.
A nice pleasant time. Yeah.
Yeah, love them. Paul's I just like knowing the not like it, but just really funny that he the whole time had an injured shoulder.
Yeah.
I think it has one of some of my favorite tasks.
I really like the train station red light, game, green light situation. That's really fun.
I mean, I just like the baby monitor task just because Paul says hello 70 times into a baby monitor, and that's really fun.
Yes.
I think the one where they made a toy for a, like a the engage the toddler where they just made a toy for a kid.
Yeah.
I thought that was really fun just because it was just one, I think that kid was just, like, gonna be equally engaged for everything. And two, I like that her favorite thing was just, here's some plastic ducks.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I'll also memorize the cards, I thought was funny because
oh, that's really good.
It also broke down, so, because some of them were just good at memorizing.
Yes.
Ian broke down.
Yeah.
I think Ian's breakdown is the best thing about the rules of threes.
Right.
Which is that, like, it went from, okay, to, I don't know if I like how, and then it just came back around to, oh, okay, this is funny again.
Uh-huh.
It committed real bad.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I don't love it as much. I think it's a little bit boring.
It's a little boring.
Is it, do I like it more or less than season of five? Is it good, I'm great, or is it Monday, Tuesday?
I don't know.
I kind of want to put it Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Just because I think that there is a little bit more.
Right.
So season nine.
This is another top tier season of Taskmaster.
We got David Vidal, Ed Gamble, Joe Brand, Katie Wicks, and Rose Matafeo.
So good.
Ed Gamble and Rose Matafeo are two of the most competitive people on this show.
So
and they are also two of the funniest people that have ever been on this show.
They're so
good.
This is
so
one of the funniest seasons ever. Every single person on the show is bringing the comedy. Like,
oh, and every single person is like good at this show.
Yes.
But it's like Joe is good at this show, but like doesn't give a shit.
Right. Rose Joe Brand is so good at Taskmaster, actually.
And, like, Katie's also really good at the show. She's just not nearly as competitive as the other people.
Mm-hmm.
David Bedil is, like, questionable.
David Bedil, I don't think, is good at Taskmaster, but he's a pleasure to watch.
I love him.
He's so good to watch on this show.
And, like, every once in a while, he has, like, a moment of brilliance.
Yes.
He's a little bit, like,
He's like less good than he's like a lot less smart version of Hugh.
I don't know. He did bring his cat's ashes to the show.
Oh, he did. He did do that. And then he did also tie a bunch of wooden spoons to a lasso in hopes that it would help him lasso something better.
Yeah. I mean, him and Joe being on one. I mean, I just remember the team task where it's him and Joe.
The humiliation scavenger hunt.
The humiliation scavenger hunt where they do it. And they do it so slowly.
So slow because they get hung up on the make and eat a sandwich. Take about 25 minutes to make and eat a sandwich because they don't give a shit that they're being timed.
Yep. And then you have the other team, which just gets caught in a loop.
And then they're just actively sprinting around the Taskmaster house for 30
minutes. For so long. And they still win, but not by as much as they should
by
have.
Like 5 minutes. It's like seeing David and Joe's attempt at that task, like you do not expect them to lose by as narrow a margin as they did.
No. It's really funny. I mean, you have some of my favorites, which is make the water feature where Ed just makes him into a weird like mermaid with like one. It's real funny.
It's weird. There's so many things here, because it's also, the other one I also like is the, when they're given all the popsicles, but they're blindfolded, and they're like, you can rearrange these in rainbow order, but you can only take off your blindfold if you find and accuse the dodo, or there's like so many steps
dodo,
to
yes.
it. Yeah. And then the only person to, like, get it is Ed, but then Ed does not put them in rainbow order, even though he can see them. And it's
even though he can see them, and also, I don't think he realizes this, but the rainbow is in front of it.
Right.
He at no point looks at the front of the thing.
Yes.
I mean, I also love the another great what's it called? Live task, which is horse or laminator.
Yes.
I don't know why I had a great time with the fact that Joe at some point was just reading Greg's mind and was like,
yes,
horse or laminator.
Uh-huh.
Love that one.
That's a great one.
Do something with a chickpea, and we both got Ed fucking a chickpea and Rose burying a chickpea.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Crazy.
Great season. Another one I love, which was the 7-part task at the last episode.
Oh, that's such a good, like, last task of the show. It's so good.
It's so funny, because it's just set up. Rose does it super easily, because she just gets them in the right order.
Right.
And then Ed has to do the whole thing twice.
Ed's in this horrible loop, yeah.
And it is funny, because it is someone having a bit of a breakdown, but it's real fun.
It is.
I love it.
It's great. This is a fuck you season.
It's a fuck you season.
This is a top tier Taskmaster season.
It's so good.
So funny.
All right. Next is the COVID era.
We hit the COVID era of Taskmaster.
So season 10, we have Daisy Mae Cooper, Johnny Vegas, Catherine Parkinson, Moan Rizwan, and Richard Herring. This was fine. I think... So, the thing that happened was, I believe halfway through the season when they were filming it, COVID hit.
Yeah.
Which is why the team task for one team
is fine, and then the other one is weird, yeah.
Which, again, my favorite thing is that one of the tasks was gross post-COVID.
Yeah.
Because one of the tasks was feed each other watermelon.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I think, for the 10th season, they were calling back to the first task. But, right, like, in a post-COVID world where you have to feed each other watermelon at a distance.
Yeah.
Real weird.
I like the one way around the one, the, like, open the, it's, like, find the treasure or something, but, like, they just put Johnny Vegas up on a chair and just had him do a completely separate
task. Yeah, they just put
him
on, like, an umpire chair and were like, you do your own thing.
Just,
you
gonna sit
we
here
don't
and,
need you.
Yeah, you're just gonna sit here and do a different task.
Yeah. Again, I just think you had not a lot of people that were good, because the only two people that were good at Taskmaster were Richard and Daisy.
Yeah. Daisy also heavily pregnant. While filming.
No, at some point in that live task, I'm like, Daisy's about to, like,
she's about
Daisy
to
was
go into
laughing
labor.
So hard, she was either going to pee or give birth.
I think that one of my favorite parts of the season is just, like, heavily pregnant Daisy Mae Cooper laughing as much as she does in the
Oh, no, she laughs,
like,
so hard.
So funny.
I mean, I think it was just, like, a good thing.
Johnny Vegas, I think, is really funny.
I think Johnny Vegas is super funny.
He's having a breakdown always.
The amount of time he falls over in that season is a lot,
I worry. He takes a lot of falls in the season, yes.
He's also one of the few people on this season that I do think, like, because there's a lot of people that are bad at Taskmaster. Like, David Baddiel is bad at Taskmaster.
Right.
Hugh Dennis was bad at Taskmaster. Phil was bad at Taskmaster. Who else was bad at Taskmaster that has already happened? That's really the... Nish was bad at Taskmaster. Every once in a while, they got the win.
Right.
I don't think Johnny got his win, which does make me a little sad.
He does.
Not
win.
Like an episode win. No, I don't mean an episode win. I mean, like, a big moment where
he's like, I've succeeded.
There is
one.
Which one?
I rewatched, I don't remember it, but I do remember him coming in first place, like, an absurd amount of times in a row for a couple of them.
Yeah, I just feel like there's not the moment I can think back on that's, like, Nish's song or whatever, or, like... I don't know. I just feel like there's moments for everybody else. I just think that this season kind of just falls by the wayside for me. I kind of want to put it in I'm good, I'm great. I think it's good. I just don't think it's like...
It's not as good as these other ones.
Yeah, there's not an oomph to it.
Yeah.
All right, season 11. We got Charlotte Ritchie, Jamali Maddox, Lee Mack, Mike Wozniak, and Sarah Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's a fine season.
I think Mike Wozniak, like, hard carries the season.
Everything I have on my list of favorite tasks from that season is Mike Wozniak related, which is get all the plates on the table, which is him on that hoverboard.
Yes. It's so good.
Have an argument, which is him and Lee just, like, just saying a weirdly coherent argument.
Yeah. But also just saying words at each other.
The airplane safety video where he was just German.
Yes, for some reason.
But, like, actually spoke real German.
Real German.
And, like, funny real German.
Yeah.
And then, like, the three-word blindfold where he fell into a bunker.
Oh, yeah. He tried to run up a hill and then just fell backwards.
Well, yeah. And then also, that one is funny for the other team because Sarah just
completely loses control of what's happening in
because
that
there's two of them two and they're not. I just think that Sarah, Jamali, and Charlotte did nothing for me, to be honest.
No, they don't do a lot.
Sarah is good at She admits it in the season. Sarah's good at Taskmaster, but not entertaining.
Right.
Jamali, there's multiple people on this show that are boring. Mean. But there's also the thing that wasn't as much with him, and we'll see that go on more as we go. It happens a bit, like, Ed would be mean to Alex, like,
right.
Certain people would be very mean to Alex at times, and, like, that's part of the bit of the show.
Right.
Starting this season with Jamali, there's usually, like, one person on this show
that seems
to genuinely dislike Alex, like, that's part of the bit, and that's not part of the bit of the show.
Right, right.
You aren't supposed to genuinely dislike Alex.
You aren't supposed to despise the Taskmaster's assistant. That's
like,
not the
I
show.
Understand that that's, like, how you can get some points, but, like, sometimes it just feels a little...
Yeah.
Jamali doesn't do it as much as, like... I think the next season has someone that does it more and that annoys me more.
Right.
But he starts that... And I do think it's been building over the seasons, but it's a trend I don't like in...
Yeah.
Not as much very recent Taskmaster, but, like...
The next few seasons, yeah.
That happens a bit, and I don't like it. I think this one is maybe... I don't know. Mike carries it.
It's either
Mike
the bottom
and Lee a little bit.
Yeah, Lee is also pretty fun. I put it at bottom of Monday, Tuesday, or top of Hot Lick Soup. One of those two.
I kind of want to, I probably like it as much as I like season two. I probably would put it in Hot Lick Soup. That's mainly for Mike and Lee. They thrive.
Right.
All right. Season 13.
12.
So that is, 12. Sorry. I just skipped over one. Sorry. Alan Davis, Desiree Burke, Guz Khan, Morgana Robinson, and Victoria Corin Mitchell. Guz Khan is one of my least favorite of the I Hate Alex trends.
Morgana also is in the I Hate Alex, like, realm as well.
Yeah.
Like, both of them are doing it.
Both of them do it. It's, and neither of them succeed for me that much.
Yeah.
Even though that season, I thought Greg was in love with Morgana.
Yeah.
Greg loves her.
Loves Morgana. Yeah.
And I don't understand it, because she really wasn't, like, for me,
she's not
Desiree.
That, she's not, Desiree was really good, though.
Desiree was thriving, and,
Desiree,
like, I
is
loved
both
Victoria.
Good. Yeah, Victoria's great. Victoria's not good at Taskmaster, but Victoria's delightful to watch.
But, like, the
Taskmaster.
Thing with Victoria's good at any men, like, she solved one of the tasks by herself that was a team task.
Right,
to do.
Like, Alan was just there,
I also love Alan
in
that season. Alan's
also
great.
But,
like,
season.
The person that Greg seemed to gravitate toward the season was Guz and Morgana, and I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Morgana was just, like, getting random, like, extra points for no reason. It was
I know.
Very
and that's
season.
And that's why Morgana wins, is because of all the extra points. She wins by, like, 1 point or something
like
that. Yeah,
Desiree should have won that season. Desiree with the ducks.
Oh, she's so good. Desiree.
Her throwing those ducks at that balloon.
So
that.
Good.
The solve the riddle where Victoria does it by herself. And then also the fact how the fuck did Victoria not get... We gave Morgana an extra point for saying, fuck you, Alex.
Yeah.
But they didn't give Victoria an extra point for learning to ride a bike.
Learning to ride a bike
camera.
On the show, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. I think, again, I love three of them. Two of them just do absolutely... I don't dislike Guz and Morgana. I think they're fine.
Right.
But they don't really do anything. Like,
they don't do anything for me.
Usually the people that win these seasons are people that are good at Taskmaster. Like, Sarah wins and she's good at Taskmaster.
Right.
To spoil it, Sophie in season 13 wins and she's just good at Taskmaster.
Right.
Dara wins and he's good at Taskmaster. May wins, she's good at Taskmaster.
Right.
I don't think Morgana's that good at Taskmaster.
Desiree feels like she's better at Taskmaster.
She is better at Taskmaster.
Yeah. I would have loved to see her on Champion of Champions.
I know, I would have loved it. I think for the three people I like, I kind of want to put it in I'm good, I'm great.
Yeah.
Because the three people I like,
I really
like. Oh, below season 10, absolutely.
But still there, yeah.
But still there because
I think overall there is enough good, like, very fun task in season 12, too.
13, we got Ardle O'Hanlon, Bridget Christie, Chris Ramsey, Judy Love, and Sophie Duker. No, I was wrong. Gus is not my least favorite of the...
Yeah, no,
I
it's hate Bridget. Yeah.
It's Bridget. I tend to, like, cross Bridget out of my mind.
Right.
Just because she seems to genuinely dislike Alex. And, like, the way she talks to him is just really... It's... I don't like it.
I also... It's like... Bridget is also bad at Taskmaster in a way that isn't funny. It's like, she's just like...
She's bad at Taskmaster in a way that she thinks she's good at Taskmaster.
Right.
Like, at no point in her attempt does she be like, I'm really fucking this up, aren't I?
Right.
Like, no, she gets mad at the task for not conforming to what she's doing.
What I, like, I feel like a person I compare it to is, like, Nina in Taskmaster Shirley Season 1. Nina is so bad at Taskmaster because she doesn't read half the task most of the time.
She
does it in, like, a very fun, endearing kind of a way. Where Bridget does it, where she reads the task, just doesn't do the task with full confidence, mad. It's like...
No, I think the difference between Nina and Bridget, for me, is that Nina thinks she's doing the absolute right thing that the task said, and she's like, I'm doing great, this is so much fun.
Earnestly.
And then Bridget's like, all I'm... The one that goes in my mind is, like, record on the pedometer.
Oh, yeah.
Where she has... And she's like, well, I'm not... How can I step? And it's like, you at no point stepped, and you're getting mad at this piece of equipment.
Right.
And Alex. You did not step like a normal person at any point.
Right.
It just felt very, what is going on
here? And she feels like... It's not even like she feels too smart. It's like she feels like so dumb that she's like missing the
point. There's too much confidence there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think that they brought in, because I think that
the rest of this cast besides her, I think, is fantastic. It's a fantastic cast otherwise.
Because I do think that they brought in Ardle to be the bad at David Baddiel, Hugh Dennis,
Johnny Vegas of the season. Yeah.
But, like, he was decent at Taskmaster. He did pretty okay.
He's pretty good. He also has a lot of really good, like, one-liners on, like, the live recordings and, like, of everything.
Chris kind of felt a little bit like you're Ed Gamble. You're, who else was there? Like, he's kind like of Rob person, like, Beckett, wants to win.
Joe,
Rob Beckett.
Joe, like, Lyson like, type. He's in that archetype of person.
Yeah. Who's, like, just good and just doing... thing. Judy Love, I think, is absolutely fucking hilarious.
Judy is
love her so
one
much.
Of my favorite people to ever play Taskmaster.
Judy goes into this, and we'll see this on recent seasons where they're like, I don't know what Taskmaster is. David Baddiel went on this show without knowing what the show was and didn't even know what the theme song was, and I love that about it.
Love that
but
for
Judy,
him.
I don't think, went into that show not knowing what it was, and I think she left that show not knowing what it was.
Yeah.
And I love that for her. Sophie Duker, I like. I do think that she's just good at Taskmaster.
She's just good, and it makes her a little bit not interesting to watch because she's so good at it.
She's more entertaining than other people in this just good at Taskmaster era.
For sure.
I think she's better. Yeah, like, she's definitely more interesting than Sarah and May.
Definitely, yeah.
So I do think she's more entertaining.
Yes.
Like, her and Chris were kind of the two where I'm like, either of you are gonna win, and I like both of you equally. Right.
Judy is, I think, one of the only people to never win an episode of Taskmaster, and
I
kind of
like
love
her
that.
And Nish.
I love that for her.
Other thing. Oh, the Find the Ducks.
Find the Ducks
is
one of
the
best tasks Taskmaster has ever done. It's so good.
It's amazing. It is truly just true insanity, and I love everything about it.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
So where do we want to put 13?
13, it's either in Boob and Booty or I'm Good, I'm Great. It's in this realm, but I don't know where.
I kind of want to put it in I'm Good, I'm, like, top of I'm Good,
top
I'm Great.
Top of I'm Good, I'm Great.
Just because I don't think the task writing is on par with the other three.
Some of the tasks are a little bit boring.
Some of the tasks are a little bit boring, and I do think that this is the era where they kind of got a little too hung up on, well, we want them to do it a certain way, so we're going to add a bunch of parameters, and I do think that makes it less exciting.
The people, I think the personalities of season 13 are really what makes it so good, rather than the task itself, I think.
Yeah. All right, so season 14. 14 was Dar O'Brien, Fern Brady, John Kearns, Munya Chihuahua, and Sarah Milliken. I think this was a pleasant season.
It's pleasant, yeah.
And that's what I can call it. Like,
it is very pleasant. Yeah, I feel like that's a good descriptor of it.
Like, I didn't have a lot of super strong opinions.
Mm-hmm. Dara dominates. Good. He's so much better at Taskmaster than, like, most people to ever play Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And you also win champion of champions. It almost
comes from a place of, I've prepared for this.
Right. But he's also very...
Which does make the season a little bit boring to me. Right.
The fact that he's so good... Dominant. It makes it, like, very boring to watch in the way that he's always going to do so much better. But he is also entertaining to watch, at least. No, like, no. He's very funny.
He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
I think Fern was fun.
Fern's really fun. John was... On a rewatch, I like John more and more because he's so weird and, like, having a breakdown always.
The bit's fun.
Yeah.
He's another one where I'm just like, oh, I like the bit.
Yes.
But sometimes I'm like, damn, why do you worry for him? I do worry for him.
Yeah. Munya has the running bit of like, in Zimbabwe.
When I was in Zimbabwe.
That's like his cop-out answer to everything, which I think is very fun.
I enjoy it. Again, I just think that it's so dominated by Dara.
Yeah.
That I'm like, a little less... Not that it's bad, I just wish it was a little more equitable.
Right.
Because also this season was so much... Because it's like... Was this the first... Yeah, it was like the first post-COVID, like post-COVID restriction season.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Right. Because
like the live tasks are finally back to not being socially distanced.
Right,
which is
right.
fine. But I do think, like, them in that airplane hangar was a little bit, like...
It was like, we're just gonna use it because we have it available. Yeah.
Again, I think that the tasks were, like, not as inventive. And I don't think this cast was as good as the last task to elevate it.
Right, right.
I think that's
Sarah's very pleasant. Nice. She's pleasant, but she's very boring at times. Because she's just... She seems like a nice person that it's a little bit boring.
I think the main thing with Sarah was always that, like, I enjoy her... And I think Sarah is really funny in, like, her... Because she's a comedian. She's really funny in her sets, I feel
like. But in this kind of environment, she's not as funny.
Yeah.
Like, situational humor type situation. Yeah,
I just... Again, I think that this has the same problem I have with the last season. It just doesn't have the cast of the last season to elevate it.
Right. The big highlight of this season was that one team task where they told John to sabotage it.
Oh, to sabotage it? Yeah.
And it's just like, that one is one I always remember. Yeah. I think that was very fun.
I kind of want to put this in Monday, Tuesday, because it's not bad. Everyone's pleasant.
Top of Monday, Tuesday-ish. Or it's
middle. I kind of like season 8 a little bit more. That had more energy.
Right.
All right. What are we up to? Season 15.
Season 15.
Frankie Boyle, Ivo Graham, Jenny Eclair, Kyle Smith-Bino, and Mae Martin. So the only person in this cast that I think is boring is Mae. Everyone else is thriving.
Yeah.
Everyone else is here for fun. They're here to play. They're here to do weird shit.
Mae is here to win. Mae is here to win. And it's... Like
she's the Sarah without the self-awareness.
Yeah.
Because Sarah will at least say, I know I'm not being that entertaining. It's fine. And, like, Mae, I don't think ever... There's points where I think Sarah failed. Like, really, like, didn't get the... Like, did poorly. I can't think of a situation where Mae did that. Yeah. And, like, that's... I think of a situation where Dara was really like, you did not do this.
I have, like, a new appreciation for Kyle after seeing him on Champion of Champions 2, because I do think him being there instead of Mae made that whole episode way more funny.
I mean, like, given that otherwise that Champion of Champions would have been Dara, Morgana, Sarah, and Sophie, and Mae.
Yeah.
Oof. Kyle brings the energy.
Kyle does bring a really unhinged energy, and it's really good. And the thing
is, I think you can appreciate it more on Champion of Champions, because he's not trying to beat Jenny and Ivo and whatever Frankie's doing
on that show.
I love Frankie on that show, because Frankie is another person I think is, like, super respected in British comedy.
No clue what he's doing this entire season. No clue what's going on.
Truly is here for his bit of, and I'm here for fun. Him and Ivo make one of my favorite teams.
That's a great, so there's a, what together. A weird duo of men. Like, it's so funny. I know. Funny.
They almost feel like, they mentioned in the show, they feel like a father and son. They feel like a father like, and
it,
son.
They feel like estranged father and son. Like, Understood. It's very,
I mean,
very weird.
I don't love when they just go to a random location, but them having to, like, drive a barge,
that
which
barge
I still don't fully
so
understand
good.
What a barge is, to be honest. I don't know what its purpose is.
That barge task is so good.
I also love them breaking the barge.
Yes.
And then just being like, brace, well, brace, brace.
Jenny and Claire ramming it
doesn't
into the side of a river.
Stop.
Brace.
Doesn't try to stop at any point. She has the wheel that didn't break. Also, so them having to present, like, pick a year. Okay, make a presentation on that year. And then just Ivo being like, and I'm inbred.
Yes.
Because apparently he's very wealthy. I think it's absolutely hilarious. I think the That's only thing great. That brings down is I think May is just
May
a little
is
too
a,
boring.
May's
but, like,
a boring
when four
letter.
Out of five are amazing, I love
right.
it. Ugh. Is it I'm good, I'm great, or boob and booty?
I feel like it's good, I'm great, probably.
I think it's good, I'm great.
Yeah. Where in?
I kind of want to put it low because, again, I'm comparing it to the one we have right next to it, which is 12, and that's Alan Davies
feel,
and
yeah,
Desiree.
Yeah,
and
it does feel worse than that
it
season.
It doesn't go. Now we have season 16, the newest season.
One of the best seasons in a while.
We got Julian Clary, Lucy Beaumont, Sam Campbell, Sue Perkins, and Susan Wacoma. I love this season
what
so
a
much.
Good
se- I think
was
this season
such a good
was
season.
So good.
So, so good.
You have Julian, who is just good at Taskmaster.
He is.
And hilarious. Sam
He's
is
so funny.
Unintentionally good at Taskmaster, I feel like, because I don't think he wanted to win
no.
or was trying.
He's, like, so unhinged, but in, like, a
oh,
great
absolutely.
Way for Taskmaster.
But also, I think it's, like, the best season because there's, like, no, I wouldn't call, look at the past winners that we've just had. We had May, we had Dara, we had Sophie, and we had Morgana.
Yeah.
Sam does not fit those people.
No, Sam is in a completely other realm of personality.
Sam is not just good at Taskmaster. Sam is weird and
He's
also
weird,
good at Taskmaster.
What a weirdo, yeah.
We had the two Sues who Sues. Were amazing. One of my favorite bits is that Susan went to RADA.
Yes.
I didn't even know what RADA was. But it was funny to me.
The Sue team is top tier. Top tier team task of the Sues. Like,
I
so
mean,
good.
Also, I think they finally went back to simple tasks. It was, can you build a can tower?
Right.
But the fun thing was you already had a tower built and then
right.
you just...
And then you knock it over when you walk into the room.
I think that's how you do fun things now.
Right.
Is that you just make the obstacles. Don't, like... Or when they had to, like, put the duck in the pond, but, like... It's,
yeah.
like, this weird winding road.
Oh, and then it's, like, get the golf in the golf hole, but, like, Alex is standing in front
but
of
Alex
it.
But Alex is standing
yeah.
on the hole, yeah. yeah. What else we got? We got get underneath things.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which is somehow
I'm underneath
it. I'm underneath it. Julian getting underneath all of the crew.
Yes.
The
Taskmaster Hotel has got to be one of the best
Taskmaster
team tasks in a while. It is fantastic. That entire
I mean, we had just
the
like,
duality
the simple...
of the teams
oh,
as well is
truly
insane.
Amazing. We had my favorite, which is the make the googly-eyed gang.
Yes, yes. I
Those
love that
were amazing.
One.
Love that.
This is both great task rating and great cast.
Again, like, I think the tasks. As you can see from what our favorite seasons are, I think the tasks are the best when they are simple.
Yes.
When they are simple tasks and you can let people run wild with their creativity.
Like two of my favorite tasks on the show are eat the most watermelon and find the ducks. Like, that's all they need to be. That's all you need for
and
Taskmaster.
And also, like, there was the one that's like, okay, write animals on this dice. We're going to ask a random question.
And then you're
going to
roll
your dice.
Yes, that one's also great. I love that.
I love
task.
When Sam bribed a child with, like, $200.
Yes.
Love that.
Do love that as well.
Again, I don't like when they bring in the public, but I like when it's a specific member of the public that is in on it. Like that toddler.
Right.
Or the one time they brought the
or
dog.
Their dog,
in.
Yeah.
Or the one time that they just brought like a 9-year-old.
There's that like
That's
one
fine.
Swedish man who is always
the
who's
one
like a
Swedish
reoccurring Swedish man.
We love him. Yes. But, like, I don't like when they go out and, like, whenever they're like, all right, I'm going out into the public and getting a random, like, courier.
Right. When you start bothering the public, it's like, okay.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I think 16 is enough for fuck you.
Yeah, 16, it's the bottom of fuck you, but it's like, it's a really good
season. It's so good. Yeah. I love that season. So our favorite seasons are season 4, season 9, and season 16, and by far the worst is season 7.
Yeah, but not a long shot at season 7.
By a long shot at season 7.
Yep, yep.
But, like, again, I would recommend watching... If you can stomach through season 7 once, I'd recommend it, but, like, I would not oppose if you couldn't. Rod's too much.
He is too much, and he's bringing... I think he really... Him and Carrie are, like, changing the energy of what the season could be.
And the thing is, like, you can't watch anything without them in it, because they're both on opposite teams.
Yeah.
It's not even that there's, like, a team task without them.
I know.
All right.
But that's been Taskmaster seasons, everybody.
Yay!
Hooray. Watch Taskmaster. It's a great show.
Watch Taskmaster. What else is there to say? For free.
For free.
For free.
Very fun. But with that, this is just a little introduction to all of the other Taskmaster episodes we will be making this year. So
we'll be making a lot of Taskmaster.
We'll be more of this type of content, of course. But we are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we put all of our episodes along with fun clip videos occasionally. And with that, we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye!
Bye!